We're going to be joined now by New England Patriots defensive star Trey Flowers, and I just want to thank him for showing up here today, because let's be honest, it's not the cheeriest place I've seen around here.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Trey.
Here we go.
How are you?
Is that on?
There we go. Hey, now okay, now we got it.
All right.
Were you in as much shock as the rest of New England at the end of that thing yesterday?
Yeah, it was one of them games that, you know, yeah, it was shocking. So, just, you know, being out there in the situation, you know, they ran it on the field, and it was, yeah, it was tough. But, you know, we got a few games left this season. We got to finish strong. We still got a business to take care of. So, you know, we got to get back to it.
What's the defensive call for the last play? What is the defense you guys were supposed to be in?
I guess, you know, we had like three linemen, and I guess the rest of them, I think another linebacker and the rest was like DBs or so. And
and one tight end.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's for like a jump ball situation, or, you know, a Hail Mary situation, I guess. You know, you put, you know, a tall guy out there and knock it down. But, yeah, that's kind of what it was. You know, I think we was trying to guard, you know, the end zone, obviously. And, yeah.
Now, I don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. I have a lot of problems with that last play. Did you guys think, when you're out there, were you thinking, oh, he's going to chuck it as far as he can? Yeah. Or did you expect one of these lateral type plays?
Man, I couldn't tell you what really to expect. Obviously, you know, they was maybe more prepared than we were in that situation. And, you know, they out-hustled us, worked us, and, you know, made a great play. So, you know, it was just one of those things that, you know, that we could have got anything. We could have got a, you know, Hail Mary chunk. We could have got, you know, the lateral play. We could have got a whole lot of things. But just me, as far as in the play, you know, once I'm in the play, I see him kind of lateraling it back. And, you know, I think everybody on there understood, okay, this is the last play. They're going to try to keep lateraling back. And so, you know, people probably got, you know, I know I got caught out of position. Like, I was chasing them, but you didn't want to chase over pursuit. Then he throw it back, and then now you got
to. Right, because you do have to cover the whole
field. Yeah, yeah. So you kind of was playing like that. And, you know, it's one of the things, like in basketball, you know, you guarding the pass, but nobody really stopping the ball. So, you know, I think we kind of overplayed the lateral, and, you know, he made a play. So, yeah.
I agree with what you said, that you guys kind of got out-hustled on that last play. I think that's good self-analysis on your part.
Yeah.
How the hell can that happen, though?
Yeah, like I said, man, it's, you know, it's last play, I think. And, you know, I think I'm just speaking as far as from my standpoint. You know, I was running, and then you kind of slow down to kind of, you know, play the pitch and play the lateral, but then now – He running some more, and then, you know, we just got caught out of position, and, you know, I think, you know, as I saw it, or as I was in it, I ain't really saw it on film, but as I was in it, I just kind of felt like, you know, we was maybe playing the lateral a little bit too much, and, you know, he just faked the lateral and then kept the ball and made a play. So it was just one of those deals where, you know, in the field, it's a lot of great players out there. So
now, was your responsibility on that initially to get a pass rush on Tannehill so he doesn't have all day? Is that the first thing you're supposed to do?
Yeah. That's you know, the my initial responsibility. You know, break the pocket, get him out of the pocket. You know, somebody else come and, you know, tackle him or whatever. But and then after he threw it, then now, you know, I got to run and pursue and things like that. So. You know, it was just it was a tough play, but you know, I can't let that define our season. We got a few games left to take care of business, and you know that's what we plan on doing. So,
I'm a little confused by. I was here for the Minnesota game where I thought you guys played great defensively.
Yeah.
I thought you tackled well. I thought your defense was good. I saw you play against a team yesterday that I don't think is as good offensively as the Vikings are.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of those things. How does that happen?
Yeah, it's NFL. You know, you got to bring your best each and every week. And when you don't, you kind of, you know, you get exposed. So, obviously, you know, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of, you know, things to go over, a lot of focusing up to do. And, you know, it's, like I said, any given Sunday, I mean, you got to be able to bring your A game. You know, you got to just because you did it last week don't automatically mean you're going to do it this week. So you got to continue to bring it. You know, people play hard, and it's the NFL. You know, you're going to get some great teams, and, you know, if you don't bring it, you're going to get exposed. So, yeah.
What is it about Miami or at Miami? Because you guys have some incredible records against everybody. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you play, but at Miami has been a big-time issue.
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I don't know if it's, you know, if it's, you know, a lot of people probably say it's the weather or it's the, you know, whatever, late in the season. I don't know, whatever you want to chalk it up, but, you know, bottom line, it's still football. So it's just out executing, out physical, out hustle, out work, whatever, you know, it's all those things, that the intangibles as far as football, you know, that they do at home or they do whenever we there, they do late in the season, however you want to put it. You know, it's just, you know, any given Sunday. So, you know, you, like I said, you go in there and, you know, think you're just going to, you know, they're going to bow down to you, or they're going to play the same way they played when they was up here. You know, you're going to be wrong. You got to bring it every Sunday. So, you know, it's just, you know, the NFL is good teams out there. You got to play hard.
I think you guys had the season high for sacks yesterday. Yeah. Your defense did. Making me wonder if sacks really matter all that much.
You know, that's just the kind of game it was. I mean, we had, what, 2 punt blocks, you know, sacks and things like that. But like you said, the last play of the game, you can't, you know, everything that happened prior to that last play, you know, doesn't matter. They still had opportunity. You know, they executed on their opportunity and made the play. So, you know, now the numbers don't equate to winning and losing. The only thing that equates to winning and losing is the score. So, you know, you had all the sacks in the world, but if you can't stop the run, which, you know, we had a hard time yesterday, you know, it doesn't mean too much. So, yeah.
Now, not to make excuses, because both teams had to play on it, but from watching it on TV, the field looked terrible. Yeah. Like, was it tough to get footing?
Nah, I mean, not for me. I probably fell a few times, but, you know, that's, you know, it's
normal.
Yeah, it ain't too much of, you know, not for me. I mean, you know, you got skilled guys that, you know, do the breakdown and got footing issues, things like that, but for me, it wasn't, you know.
Not that big a deal.
Nah, it wasn't that bad, so.
How do you put this one in the rearview mirror? Yeah. Because you've got a tough road game next week in Pittsburgh.
You know, you got to understand that what we did to get in that position, as far as everything that probably happened before, you know, the play that everybody probably going to remember, you know, everything, just the whole game, you know, as far as not stopping the run, or, you know, not being physical, all the, you know, little things that, you know, hurt us throughout the game. And you just kind of correct those, understand that how teams going to attack us, understand, you know, what's going to continue to show up, because we haven't done well against it. So, you know, just put it all, you know, take all the criticism, you know, the coaching, the lessons and things like that, and, you know, just go into the new week knowing that, you know, whatever happened last week doesn't matter. You know, we still got a chance to, you know, be where we want to be. So we got to continue to work hard for something. Yeah.
Finally, before we let you go,
yeah,
we congratulated you last week, birth of your brand new child.
Yeah.
You sort of undersold it. You helped deliver the child, for crying out loud.
I mean, nah.
You were like there with your catcher's mitt or something.
I was, it was a crazy situation. I had, I was the only person. Well, me and my mom was the only people in the room at the time when, you know, the head popped out. So, I was kind of just back there, like, ready to, you know, if she pushed again, then I would have had to catch it. But, You know,
was that the craziest moment of your whole life?
Yeah, it was. I didn't realize, you know, how crazy it was until obviously after, because, you know, during it, I was just so focused as far as, like, I got to be able to catch it. You know, my mama yelling. She yelling for the nurses. I really couldn't really hear because I was just, you know, so locked in and focused. And, you know, then after the fact, I'm like, man, that was... That's not really how it's supposed to go.
But, not if you're in a hospital. Yeah, I mean, if you're in the back seat of your car on your way to the hospital, it's different. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was. It's a story that, you know, I'm remembering. I'm probably gonna tell her when she grow up. And it's gonna be amazing. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
This memory of that'll be will be better than the memory of yesterday.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
We always appreciate the time. Thank you.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me.
Trey Flowers, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance here on Sports Radio WEEI.